Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Is it that time already? Yes, it is. Whew. Got a little ornery yesterday. Could get a little ornery again today, too. Just depends. Depends on what's going on out there. You got a white chick identifying herself as black when she gets busted lying about her race, heading up a local office of the NAACP. What else can happen? What else can happen? First of all, the NAACP's outlived its usefulness anyway. It's just my opinion. And now we have a white girl wanting to be a black girl trying to head up the NAACP. Gets busted. I saw the interview. You see the eyes like a deer in the headlights? Oh, I guess my mommy and daddy found out what I'm doing and must have told everybody I'm white. Yeah, that might have something to do with it. I mean, this is just crazy upside-down times. I tell you these crazy upside-down things because our rights are at stake. Our freedoms are at stake. And this is the craziness going on out there. We got some 51-year-old moron in a prison who helps two of the worst get out. Now, trust me, you're going to find out there's more to this story than meets the eye. I'm sorry, but I'm having a really tough time buying two dirtbags with power tools disappearing out of this prison, popping up out of a manhole. How did they know where the manhole was? How's that work? I've lived on my street for 9 years. I couldn't tell you where I'm going to pop out if I jump down a sewer pipe. I don't know. Maybe it's just they didn't teach me sewer pipeness and manhole coverness engineering in business school. I don't know. But I digress. But they've been out 11 days now. And here we have the illustrious Governor Cuomo today saying that, well, it could be in Mexico. Attaboy, Gov. How's that happen? I mean, how does that happen? Hillary Clinton's running for president. How does that happen? Jeb Bush. How's that happen? How in the world does all of this happen? I watch the news now, and I just stare. I've had people come by and ask me if I needed a wheelchair and a napkin. Does your neck hurt? Wow. You just look at this stuff with your head tilted and stare. It's just crazy. People named Crispy burn down houses. How does this happen? I am at a loss for words.
Now Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, right? And you know what? How does this happen? I actually like Donald Trump.
Well, you do. Now, here's the thing that no one's saying. Donald Trump actually gave for Hillary Clinton in 2008.
He must have seen the light.
You know what?
And I understand. Look, I know Republicans who give to Democrats and Republicans running for governor that run big businesses. That's part of politics.
Yeah, but Hillary Clinton.
That's just proof positive that there's payback in politics. Anybody that didn't know that, I'd kind of tilt my head like Jeb Bush and look at you funny and drool at you, too. I mean, you don't know these things? Of course you know these things. Here's what I like about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he's not the ingredients in the pot that make up the gumbo. He's the big stick stirring it up.
Yeah, he does stir up some mess, don't he?
He's gonna say things that the politicians won't.
Yeah, that's true.
You will never hear Scott Walker stand up and say, I'm worth $4 million.
Mm, that's true.
I mean, Trump stood up and said, I'm worth $9 billion. I'm super rich. That's the kind of modesty we need. And he's right. I mean, who cares? I've never worked for a poor man. Have you? Well, I don't think so. If you did, you didn't for very long. All right? Nobody wants to work for a poor man or woman.
Now, do you count yourself as that?
What, a poor man or woman?
No, I work for myself, and I ain't rich. I'm poor.
Well,
what just asking?
You answer the phone for somebody, and I know who you work for. So, I mean, technically speaking, that would be how you defined it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I just look at some of this crazy stuff going on. I identify as black. That's what she said.
Well, you know, here's the thing about her. That doesn't bother me. I'm going to tell you why. NAACP is the biggest joke. They'll tell you that they don't want voter ID, but yet when I went to a conference, I had to show my Texas ID and my media credentials before they even let me in the building. So the whole thing's a hypocrite. So as far as I'm concerned, she's just with the game.
Well, I understand that. I'm looking at it. You're absolutely correct. You and I have had fascinating conversations about the NAACP in the past. I just said at the beginning they've outlived their usefulness. They're kind of like unions, you know.
They're worse than like unions. At least unions, you know what you get.
Well, I was management at a union motor carrier dealing with the worst union of the worst. And that was the Teamsters.
Ooh.
And I stood there and watched these guys literally put themselves out of work.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I had grievances filed on me all the time. It's funny, the Teamsters, the truck drivers that used to drive for the carriers that I used to work for. I used to run a lot of the drivers' meetings.
Mm-hmm.
It's back for a trucking company called St. Johnsbury Trucking to serve you better. They ain't serving anybody anymore because the union put them out of business.
Mm-hmm.
The company went to the Teamsters and said, look, we need 12% wage cut. The unions said, no way. We'll put you out of business. We ain't giving you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I had to talk to the drivers in a meeting that day, and I reminded the drivers. One of the drivers, his name was Vincent. He's a great guy. He had a boat. He lived off the had a boat down off the Jersey Shore, and this is when I was living in Philadelphia for about a year. And I used to go fishing with him. He was a super nice guy. Got to know his family really well. Hated the fact he was a Teamster. We used to argue back and forth about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have a choice. And here he was running his mouth in the meeting. You know, we'll put you out of business. And I said, let me tell you something, guys. I'm not going to be here when this company goes out of business. So I'm going to be working for somebody else. But y'all aren't.
Exactly.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really stupid statement to make. Vincent, I've been out with you on your boat. Met your daughter in college. You're going to lose your home, your boat, and your daughter's going to have to get out of school.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid talk. Y'all need to wake up. You know, but they get this drilled into their head all day long that they're just going to go out and take on the man. They're going to win, win, win. Well, the company's out of business. Vincent lost his boat.
Mm.
And his daughter had to pull out of school and help the family pull it together and go back to work. I don't know if she ever did finish school. But that's just the mentality.
Yes.
That's the idiocy.
Yep.
And there's a lot of that in the NAACP, too. I just believe those are...
And
people stop identifying themselves as one or the other, and gee, Americans
true.
Might be able to live as Americans.
That's true. That is. You know, we've talked about that. I'm an American first, period.
We had a great conversation with the Reverend Ken Blanchard here about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talked about African American and all that fun stuff. I don't know.
Well, the black community keeps itself where it's at. Because of the NAACP. Because
we are way off track, though, but we're way off track. This could be a really fun show to just go off in these different directions. The reason I did it, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all right.
I'm looking at the clock here, which I'm wont to do from time to time. We have Dr. John Lott coming up today. We've had just an amazing guest lineup here on Armed American Radio over the last few weeks, starting off with Sheriff Clark and Coulter. Today, John Lott. I got to tell you, tomorrow, Phyllis Schlafly is going to be here with us. 90 years old, conservative stalwart. You know, let me tell you briefly about Phyllis Schlafly. Columns syndicated in over 100 print newspapers. Been a conservative activist since her first of 20 plus books in 1964. very pro-gun. Her 2 to 3 minute, what we call features in broadcasting and radio, her little 2 to 3 minute blurb that she gives out every day is aired in over 600 radio stations every single day.
Wow.
And she's going to be here tomorrow. Let me tell you something. This woman will, she'll just knock knees with the best of them, man. She's good. And you're really going to enjoy it. And you're going to enjoy the rest of this program with John Lott. We've got a half hour coming up with him, and maybe Sean and I will pick up this conversation in the final segment. That's always fun to do because it's crazy upside down times we're living in. White girl grows up in the suburbs behind a gate and wants to be the head of the NAACP and will say anything to anybody who will listen to her. Typical progressive liberal thinker. They don't think, they only feel. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. That is me. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom here on the daytime version, the daily version, if you will, of the Monster Armed American Radio National Sunday broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you here. The show in both forms now is heard in hundreds of cities across the country, and it is an honor to be spending this time with you today. Sean down in Dallas, Texas, how are you today, my friend?
I do very well. But how about you?
Doing great, doing wonderful, and I appreciate you asking. We had fun in the last segment, all the crazy stuff going on.
Oh, you know, I am Caucasian.
You identify with
Yes,
All I can tell you is if you missed the last segment, go back and take a listen to it. You'll understand what Sean is saying. I like that. That's good. Okay. Well,
I figured.
Okay.
Threw you off. I'm sorry.
Not sure what to say about that. I'll just say welcome back to the show. Like I said, we've had a wonderful lineup of guests over the last 2 weeks, and that continues right now. A good friend of mine, if you listen to the weekend show, you have heard New York Times best-selling author, famed economist, and just all-around great guy, also the president and the founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center over at the CPRC, over at crimeresearch.org, and Fox News contributor as well, and that would be Dr. John Lott. John, welcome to the program, the daytime program, for the first time of what I'm sure will be many visits. I appreciate you taking the time today to join us. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. There's so much to talk with you about. Let's jump right in, and I'm going to start with a headline. The Crime Prevention Research Center, let me get this out there first. If you want to know anything and everything to refute what you hear on the news coming from the Bloomberg camp at Al, that would include Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, by the way, and all of the lies and all of the statistics and the distortion coming from Bloomberg, all you need to do is head over to crimeresearch.org, and you'll see John's incredible body of work there, years and years and years of it. You've got links to just about everything. This is where you get educated. So having said that, back on June 11th, John, I'll read this headline. Bloomberg's School of Public Health cherry-picked claim that firearm homicides in Connecticut fell 40% because of a gun licensing law. They're out there spreading that now. Can you bring us up to speed?
Right. Well, I mean, I guess it's not too surprising that Bloomberg helps put out these things, but it was an article that was published in the American Journal of Public Health. And they were looking at Connecticut, and they claimed that firearm homicides fell 40 percentage points after 1995 when they adopted a handgun licensing rule. I mean, it's true it fell over that period of time. The problem is that that's not really a very useful way of looking at it because firearm homicides were falling nationally. They were falling in the Northeast, and the questions you have to ask is, how is it falling in Connecticut relative to these other places? It was also falling in Connecticut even before the law went into effect. In just the 2 years prior to the Connecticut law going into effect, it was actually even falling faster. It fell 30% in just 2 years, a 15% annual rate there. And so it was falling afterwards, but at a slower rate. And it's also, you know, you have to learn that when you kind of cherry-pick data, you know, we have data available past 2005, which is the year that they picked to kind of cut off their study. When researchers exclude data, you have to have a good reason for doing so. And you, it's pretty easy to see when you look at it that if they had included 2006, just one more year, it would have dramatically changed their results. It would have made it so that there was only about a 12% drop over 11 years, a much smaller drop than was occurring nationally, which was like about 35% drop and over a 30% drop in the Northeast. So, you know, it's just not a very serious study. Unfortunately, just about all the major news organizations and minor ones in the country have given it extensive coverage. I just did a fast Google News search, you'll find a couple hundred different TV stations around the country at least gave it coverage, right. You know, as well as major news outlets. And it's, you know, and the disappointing thing is none of them really tried to go and ask people for critical comments on it. You know, plus, not only do they, if you do a study, you just don't pick one state. If you say that there are 10 states in the District of Columbia that have had these laws, some had them and got rid of them, others started during the last 40 years or so when we have data, then what you do is you include all those states. You know, you can look at 10 states and one might see an increase and the other or drop in crime, the other nine might see an increase. And so you want to make sure it's not something idiosyncratic to just kind of randomly picking one state or not so randomly doing that. You know, there's no explanation for why they only look at one state. I mean, I can tell you why they do, and that is even with the manipulations that they're willing to do, they couldn't do that for some of the other states. Massachusetts had a huge explosion in both firearm homicides as well as other types of crimes after they adopted their licensing law in 1998. Michigan, that a couple years ago got rid of its licensing law, has seen a huge drop in firearm homicides. Missouri got rid of its law, I guess, in like 2007. It saw the rate of increase in firearm homicides were cut in half after they adopted, after they got rid of their licensing rules. So, you know, it's you cherry pick the years, the state that's used, and other things, and, you know, it's hard to see how something like this gets coverage.
It's unfortunate, but obviously if they want to just point at one thing to distort the results, if you will, to that headline surfing group, the people who are not going to do the research or who are not going to go to crimeresearch.org, who are not going to listen to you on a program like this, it's unfortunately easy to see and makes sense to see why they do that. And interestingly, Van Hollen, and we went over this bill yesterday, he has submitted a bill in the House of Representatives to provide for a grant program for handgun licensing. Basically, what he's looking for is federal handgun licensing for a five-year period for purchasing of any handgun, any buyer, anywhere in all 50 states. And notably, in number two on his of this bill, he says, finding section two, Congress finds as follows. In number one, in 2013, almost 90% of the nearly 9,000 firearm homicides in the United States occurred with a handgun. And number two, recently published research by top national experts, notably on Missouri and Connecticut handgun purchaser licensing laws, have estimated that Missouri's repeal of its handgun purchaser licensing led to a 25% increase in firearm homicide rates, while Connecticut's adoption of its handgun purchaser licensing law led to a 40% decrease in firearm homicide rates. This isn't a bill. They're using this cherry-picked information to file a bill in Congress to infringe your right to keep and bear arms by forcing national licensing and registration on you. It won't go anywhere, but this is why you need the information you just heard John Lott mention about here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. More with Mr. Lott right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you, the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often, we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Way too often, we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters. A pleasure to be here with you today. I love this part of my day. It's an education for all of us, for both of us, actually. Because when you have a guest like John Lott, who just the knowledge, the research over all of these years, and you have, I mean, this is an American treasure, to be able to go to this site, crimeresearch.org, and find the information that you need so that you can carry on a conversation effectively. It's just a treasure. The site is itself. John is a treasure, but the site itself is a treasure. That's crimeresearch.org. And before we get started, I want to send you over to the USCCA On Air. Remember, I send you there every day. But new information is up on that page today. New information is up there today on upgrades to the levels of protection that you get with the United States Concealed Carry Association. And I'm going to go into more detail with that for you at the end of this segment as we come back from the next break so that we can spend a couple minutes. Our time with Dr. Lott is limited, and I want to go to a couple things. John, welcome back to the show. A pleasure to have you here, and thank you for everything that you do.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem. That Connecticut and Missouri, it was interesting that Van Hollen, he is the representative, by the way, in Congress in Maryland's 8th District, I believe, which covers part of the District of Columbia up through Maryland in that area. But anyway, he referenced this 40% decrease in firearm homicides in his bill. So these people will stop at nothing. They mentioned Missouri, and he mentions Missouri, as you did as well. Can you briefly explain to us Missouri, and then we can move on to the next topic? What's the significance of Missouri?
Well, Missouri got rid of its licensing law in 2007, and they want to go and claim that that was harmful, that the rate of crime increased, that crime increased afterwards. What they fail to note is that in the 5 years prior to the law being eliminated, it was actually murders. Here they look at murders. In the other case, they look at firearm homicides. I mean, you know, there are reasons why they decide to look at different types of crime categories and different studies. But even using the breakdown that they want to do, murder rate was increasing at twice the rate in the 5 years prior to the law being knocked down than it was in the 5 years afterwards. So it actually, getting rid of the licensing actually slowed the increase in murder rates over that period of time. So, you know, what often happens in a lot of very kind of superficial discussions, let me give you an example.
Please.
Accidental deaths fall for everything over time, you know, for cars, for guns, for whatever. And some people say, well, look, the federal regulations of cars in the 1960s, that saved a lot of lives because... you can see the accidental death rate from autos fell afterwards, but they were falling before. They're falling over the whole range. You know, you could pick any year. You could pick 1950, 1955, 1960, 1965, 70. You could pick 1940, 1930, you know, decades before they even started doing these regulations. And if you just look at the after average and the before average, the after average is always going to be lower than the before average because it's always falling. What you may want to do, which would be a little bit more sophisticated, is just to see, is it falling at the same rate after they introduced the regulation than they were before? And in fact, with cars, the rate of accidental auto deaths actually was declining at a slower rate after the federal regulation started than it was beforehand. And, you know, in this case of Missouri, you know, if it's rising before and rising afterwards, the question again then becomes, what's happening to the relative rates? And in fact, after they got rid of the handgun licensing rules, it was increasing at a much slower rate afterwards than it was before. That's to me, if you're going to, but again, I don't know how you just look at one state and pick one particular type of crime. You know, if you go to crimeresearch.org, I go through for Connecticut, I go through murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assaults, overall violent crime. You can see very clearly from the figures there that overall violent crime was falling prior to the licensing law, and then it actually went up. The same with robbery and aggravated assaults. Robberies were falling in Connecticut prior to the law being instituted and rising afterwards. For rape, it's basically flat, and for murder, maybe it's falling a little bit and rising a little bit, but it's still basically flat there too. And, you know, it's really kind of shameful that you can go and kind of cherry pick so much of, you know, the state, the type of crimes you're going to look at, the years you're going to do. You know, it's just not serious research. I mean, I would never do that. Anybody who's read my book, More Guns, Less Crime, from the University of Chicago Press, knows that I used all the data for all the counties in the United States or all the states or all the cities, looked at it by year, and tried to see what happened when different states passed laws to see how their crime rates changed relative to the ones that weren't changing their laws. But I did it for all the states that changed it. And one of the benefits of looking at all the places is that if you only look at one, it's really impossible to disentangle everything that could be changing. You know, you may have a change in a gun law at the same time they give more money to the police, or at the same time they change criminal penalties for different crimes, or at the same time they give more money to prosecutors. And if you only have one experiment there, only one state that you're looking at, it's really impossible to disentangle the role that different changes could have in whatever change you might find. And so if you have enough states change their laws in enough different years, and they're doing it in different combinations, you know, one gives more money to the police at the same time they pass a particular law, and the other one does more for prosecutors, whatever, hopefully you have enough different experiments that you can begin to disentangle the statistical significance of those different factors. But, you know, that's not something that they think about trying to do in this Bloomberg stuff.
No, it wouldn't fit their agenda. Very quickly, while we're on Bloomberg, The Trace, I'm sure you're familiar with the new site he's got coming out. Will you be watching this and monitoring this and taking a look at the numbers and statistics that they put out on this site, which no doubt will be skewed to further their agenda also?
Right. Well, I mean, Bloomberg's doing a lot here. He's not only having this kind of news site that's out, but he's had just recently a training program for journalists from around the country that he worked out with the Columbia Journalism School to go and teach journalists how to cover the gun issue. And they had 17 people lecture the journalists. Two were conservative types. Personally, I think they were used, Dave Kopel and S.E. Cup. I don't understand why they let the people tell them what they could lecture on and why they participated. But anyway, Kopel basically just dealt with the history of old history of gun control regulations. And, you know, they had law enforcement personnel who was there who were all for gun control. It doesn't match law enforcement nationally if you look at surveys. All the academics that they had were strongly in favor of increased gun control, were advocates of it. Had no academic to go and try to balance them off on the safety issue. And, it's Bloomberg has a lot of money and he's covering all of his bases. He has these studies that are being put out. They get massive news coverage. He has, I've testified a couple times this year on campus carry, went to Wyoming and Nevada. Bloomberg not only was paying for TV ads attacking the legislators who were supporting getting rid of those gun-free zones, but he was paying people to hand out flyers and putting ads all over the place.
Not really shocking at all, John. If you would hold that thought, you can stay with us through the break, I hope. And we will be right back with John Lott here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Amazing stuff.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, remember, Father's Day is coming up. Head over to CrossbreedHolsters.com and pick up Dad something special. He'll love everything on the site. CrossbreedHolsters.com, the most innovative, the most comfortable holsters manufactured on the market today, bar none. Take it from me. I've been carrying in them for years. Not enough time to tell that story now, but you can see the video on the website. USCCA On Air. Very important and limited time for you here, but the United States Concealed Carry Association just announced today expanded membership benefits and brand new bonuses. You can check these out, see these for yourself at USCCA On Air. That's a specific site that we have set up for you as an Armed American Radio Daily Defense and an Armed American Radio Weekend Show listener. This site is geared to you specifically. But these expanded membership benefits, if you are listening during the break, you hear Sean Hannity talking about the benefits that the USCCA provides and offers to you. Sean Hannity is a member of the USCCA, by the way, so he does know what he's talking about. Right now, the USCCA is launching a critical response team, meaning they will find you and provide an attorney for you. You no longer have to search one out, regardless of where you live. That comes with your membership benefit, number one. Number two, they've increased the criminal attorney retainer by 1,000%, up to $100,000 instant attorney retainer if you're a platinum level member. 100 grand on the spot, payable in full to the attorney on retainer to defend you if, God forbid, you ever have to use a firearm to defend your life. You'll also receive a bonus package at $75. If you can be the first one to claim the new training tools to help transform you into a better, more prepared protector of your loved ones. And don't forget, you'll be automatically entered to win our daily gun giveaway. All of this is available to you right now today. It just went up today at USCCA On Air. You have about 7 hours and 41 minutes from the sound of my voice right now to get in on it, and you can be the winner of today's free gun, a Boberg XR45S with a manufacturer suggested retail price of $1,199. For all you liberals, that can be rounded up to $1,200. That's an expensive gun. Check it out, please, at that website. It's for you. I'm talking with John Lott. John, always a pleasure to have you here. So much to talk about, so little time, as usual. Let me go back now to Rasmussen reports. I talked about this on the air yesterday, very briefly, mentioning that you were going to be here today. American voters overwhelmingly prefer living in a neighborhood where they have the option of owning a gun than to live where nobody is allowed to be armed. Does that shock you, that Pew Research or that Rasmussen reports?
No, I mean, it's a trend that we've seen over the last decade and a half or so. Basically, since about 2000, we've seen or 1999, about then, we've seen two trends in the polls. One is people think that owning a gun makes them safer. In this case, they're saying if their neighbors own guns, that makes them safer. And also people are have become more opposed to new gun control regulations. And I think those two things go hand in hand, that change that we've seen since 1999 or so. And I think it also explains why Bloomberg is putting so much money into gun control research. He realizes that the reason why people are opposing more gun control is because their views on whether guns make them safer or not have changed dramatically. I mean, you go back to 2000, there was a poll by Gallup that showed that only 35% of Americans thought that owning a gun in the home made them safer.
Right.
At the end
right.
of last year, it was 63%. That's a phenomenal change. And so Bloomberg knows that he needs to change that in order to get increased support for gun control. So that's the reason why he's paying for these studies and paying for the news coverage to make sure that they get widely disseminated.
I think one of the most important things you just said is paying for. And that's a theme, a recurring theme here, at least on Armed American Radio, where I do my best anyway to remind listeners that these people, in this particular case, we're talking about Bloomberg, of course, being the chief nanny state gun hater. And that is that he is attempting to buy freedom, and freedom isn't for sale. We need to keep reminding him of that. And you can remind him of that by doing your homework and getting educated. Please visit crimeresearch.org. Everything you need to know to refute everything you hear from this individual who literally pays for you to hear what he wants you to hear is on John's site at crimeresearch.org. Make sure to head over there. John, what was the year the first study, you just cited that 35%? Did you say 2002?
35% for what?
When you said gun ownership, were 35% of Americans?
Oh, yeah, no, it's 2000.
In 2000, okay. Question for you. Could there be a correlation for that rising to 60-plus percentage points when you have someone like Barack Obama who has overtly tried, and Americans sense that he is trying to take their guns? Could that be a correlation as to why people say, hey, wait a minute, I've never really thought about it before, but now they're under attack. No way, I like my guns. Is that what we're seeing, do you think?
No, I mean, this change was occurring even before Obama became president. I mean, it's continued since then. But it's been continued. It's basically been a trend that we've seen since 1999. Obviously, Obama wasn't president back at that time. So,
right, but it's continuing to rise. People are continuing that. I'm just wondering if maybe it continues, if we feel that when somebody overtly tries to come says, look, I want your guns. I want you to do this. I'm going to come after them. Bloomberg's more visible. If people decide to, what did Obama say, cling to their guns and their Bibles, does it make them more prone to say no way and to look at guns and their rights to gun ownership a little bit differently, I wonder? And I would imagine
it would
for me.
Obama's positions and actions have helped increase gun sales dramatically. I mean, you look at concealed handgun permits, and in 2007, there were about 4.6 million concealed carry permit holders in the United States. By last year, there were about 11.1 million concealed carry permit holders in the United States. And that doesn't even take into account that we had about six states that allowed people to carry without having a permit. So we don't even know in some of those states really how many people can legally carry. But so, I mean, I think he's had an impact on gun ownership in many ways. I'm not sure particularly he's had an impact on people believing that guns make one safer, but I think he's caused people to buy guns that they might not have bought otherwise.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, we're getting ready to close out this segment, and I really appreciate you being here today. I'm looking forward to continuing this discussion with you either on another daily program coming up in the next week or so, or on the Monster Sunday show, because I have questions, so many questions for you about San Francisco, what the failure of the Supreme Court to take that case means. We'll get your thoughts on that. We just don't have enough time to do it right now. I did talk with Alan Gottlieb
today. Well, we didn't even get
today.
Into the FBI stuff where...
Yeah.
The authors there finally admitted that there were errors in their data on public shootings. But anyway, people can see more on those things at crimeresearch.org, and I'm looking forward to talking to you about those more later anyway.
You bet. John Lott, everybody, New York Times bestselling author, More Guns, Less Crime, now in its third edition. Thank you for being here, John. Crimeresearch.org. We will continue to push you there. Educate yourself. This information is at your fingertips. I don't know what else to tell you other than to go out and read it. John has done incredible work, years and years and years of studies, and all of the research is available to you on at the just the touch of a button, a keypad. Modern technology, it's amazing. All of the information, I have to go back to the what's his name? I don't even remember his name. He's the quote-unquote research director for the Bloombergians over there, who will not appear on a split screen with John Lott. And you just now found out why. That's why. They cannot refute the truth. They want to come in after John and try to call him a liar when he's not there to defend his years of research. We know better. You know better. That's why you listen to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters. Tomorrow, the great conservative stalwart Phyllis Schlafly will be here. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.